USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Concerns growing over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday temporarily shuts down a site where the J&J vaccine is being administered. That's because eight people who got their shots there got sick. USC Professor of Medicine David Agus on CBS News.
This is, you know, a really potent vaccine. And what we're seeing is some of those potency relating in a very rare side effect that we just have to be aware of.
Georgia now the third state to pause giving out the J&J vaccine due to side effects among some recipients. North Carolina and Colorado, the others. In the European Union, the J&J vaccine possibly linked to four serious cases of blood clots, including one death. Regulators conducting a review. Johnson & Johnson says at this point there's no proof the vaccine is responsible for the blood clots. Meanwhile, J&J will be sending 86% fewer vaccine doses next week nationwide. The reason? Contamination in a Baltimore lab where the doses are being manufactured. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.